Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island USA wrap-up over on the Hot Tamales on Islands podcast feed. I'm your host, Kirsten McInnes, joined, as always, by the amazing Brian Scally. Scally, how are you doing?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well. Excited to be back in here talking about what I think is a pretty good start to a Love Island season. I'm excited. We don't have a guest. I had no interest in being in a truple. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm really happy to be here with you. Happy to be podcasting with you. I mean, love the situation I'm in. Just look at you. But I'm going to make more decisions on a co-host later on.
Oh, well, that seems fair.
Yeah, I think this is a very promising start to the season. I do wish that they had brought in a couple of guys on the Thursday episode and had a recoupling tonight. But
yeah,
that's okay. Like, honestly, the Thursday episode didn't need to exist.
It was just fine. It was there.
I was bored.
I didn't find it super boring. I feel like I remember the, you know, the real slogs of other seasons. And I'm still feeling the vibes right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited about the season still. I think it's going to be good. I'm very nervous about what I think might happen at the recoupling.
Same.
So that is a little troubling to me. But other than that, definitely a better start than some other seasons have been. And I mostly like people, at least some. So I can't complain. And it's definitely better than Big Brother.
Oh, that is fair. I've been saying that any show that's not that one has been giving. And that's all I can ask for so far.
Exactly. Our standards are very low right now.
Anything to escape.
Okay, so after Tuesday, we actually didn't meet Maddie and Valerie yet. I have one thing to say before we actually get into them. They kept showing this scene of the back of their legs as they were walking in together. And it was one of the weirdest pieces of like filmography I've ever seen in my life. It looked so weird. It was not sexy. And they showed it like 7 times.
That is true. It truly was just, I'm sure someone out there with a very specific interest was really enjoying themselves. But for everyone else.
People who love the back of a thigh.
You know what? I know what their calves look like. Put them in a lineup. I could identify them.
I don't even know if I could tell which calf was whose.
No. Later in the season, that's what we'll know.
Yeah, but give us a calf lineup at the end of season 4 and we will be able to identify Maddie and Valerie. So the details we get from Maddie right away are that she loves to kiss and she's from Texas. And Valerie is from Costa Rica and has no filter.
Yeah, I love that. Maddie, it's like, give us the highlights. She likes to kiss. All right, moving on.
Listen, for some people, talking to Amon and Taryn, they would be horrified by these few episodes because I heard on a recap that they think that making out is gross. For a long stretch of time. To be fair, they didn't just say making out is gross. They were like, oh, making out for 40 minutes and doing nothing else is not for adults.
I guess they'd be leaning towards Valerie then because, you know, Maddie is, that's her main personality trait.
She loves to kiss. I also loved when Jesse and Felipe got to the date. There was the red wine for the men and white wine for the women. So obviously everyone just gets a glass of wine of their preference. They don't. Who cares if half the bottle goes to waste?
There you go. That's
and the white fair. Wine glasses were full, full. Well, all of them were full, full. But like, I spotted a full, full glass of white wine. Nice, and I was like, nice. I'm interested.
Nice. That would be where I would be going.
Yeah. 100%. And when I was in sequester for BBK, and I would get like a massive glass of white wine most nights, like full to the brim like that. They would bring
as
to
you
me.
Deserved. And God. I feel like
I should have had it every night, to be honest.
Truly.
Anyways, enough about me. What did you think about this date?
It was fine. I feel like these are always more so about the men being absent than anything that actually goes up on the date. So, like, we got what their zodiac signs are. Maddie wants someone who pursues her versus Val wants someone with tattoos. And that's about it.
Well, but Maddie brings up being pursued a lot.
Non-stop.
She would love to be in a horror movie.
Yes, that's the type of pursuing.
I mean, with these men, is it that different? But yeah, and so we got Jesse and Valerie are both earth signs, that Taurus Capricorn connection. And then Felipe and Maddie are both Geminis.
That is true. Yeah. I mean, any matches amongst this pair or?
I mean, I don't think so.
No. Yeah. I don't know. It didn't seem to be working out, at least based on everything besides Zodiac. So I don't know. I think it was interesting that it seemed like Jesse was there for Maddie and Felipe was there for Val, and things completely flipped on their head as they were leaving.
Yeah, well, especially because, you know, it's weird that Felipe is like, oh, I love girls with tattoos, but then he doesn't have any tattoos himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that like that's a requirement or anything like that. I just feel like normally when people are like really into tattoos, they also have them. So yeah. I think that it made more sense from like a physical attraction standpoint for Valerie and Jesse to click, at least on that point. And also because Jesse's like very hot.
It seemed to make sense. Definitely saw that develop over the course of these few episodes.
And so Deb was like really upset about this whole situation, like too upset.
Yeah, you know, Deb, I'm really liking Deb. And I feel like in these early episodes, she just like, again, thought it was a joke, like, haha, very funny. That would never happen. And then to find out that it was real was more than she could handle.
She was like, I was thinking about what my worst nightmare would be. And it was two girls, but I thought they would never do that. But then they did.
Yeah, I'm wondering if she's talking from a perspective of they bring in two girls and then two girls go home versus like they bring in one or they bring in guys being the other options. But, you know, I can see more competition being a nightmare for many people.
I don't like that they're sending women home first.
I feel like they always do.
On USA, maybe, but I feel like the UK has a better balance of doing either like a male bombshell or a female bombshell coming
in. I would say that's pretty accurate. It feels very often being women going home first, but mixed up better on UK.
I think it all is the problem. We never want women to go home first.
That
on
is
this
fair.
Speed.
That is fair.
So everyone goes to bed for the night. Did you see any highlights in like how they were sleeping? I thought Deb and Jesse were hilarious.
Deb, super funny with the sleep mask. Just like, and I love that she's stuck with it.
Yeah.
So definitely an easy favorite. Well, my biggest thing was, so you get Serenity and Felipe cuddling and Sydney and Isaiah cuddling and Courtney and Andy are cuddling.
I mean, some people just like to cuddle.
You know, I just was thrown off. I feel like let's put up a pillow barrier. Like that's the vibes I was getting. So for, you know, to see that the ick had been overcome at nighttime was surprising.
Well, and sometimes you just need a warm body, Scally. Come on. I like that Timmy like didn't get under the covers with Zeta. He's like, I'm going to be respectful.
Yeah, I like Timmy. This was definitely good following up from the strong premiere I thought Timmy had. Keeps going.
I feel like I needed more Timmy in these episodes even than what we got. Like, I really do like him.
I feel like we know he's probably going to be around for a little bit, and so I'm not too worried.
Fair enough. So everyone wakes up in the morning, and the women all talk about, like, who cuddled who and what was cute and, oh, it's so adorable. And then the men are all just, like, giggling about how they have so many options of women to be with.
Yeah, this I was surprised with because I didn't see Isaiah and Sydney having issues, like, so early. And I think this was the first little glimpse we got at that when Isaiah's saying, like, there's plenty of fish in the tank. And it's like, oh, okay.
Cuddled all night.
Yeah, like, okay, sure. I don't know. I didn't see the... I mean, I guess since he's 21, it makes it, like, of course he would be trying to hit on as many women as he can. But then mm-hmm. also, I felt like, do you think you're going to have a lot of success with, like, these 29-year-olds? So...
People have a lot of confidence. Scally, what's your perspective on cuddling? You're not a cuddler?
I actually am a cuddler.
Are you, like, in a cuddle? Are you, like, a cuddle all night kind of guy?
No, I am very much I like what I like, and that is to sleep however I want and not be confined into one space. I am someone who rolls, so yeah.
I'm someone who rolls.
I roll.
Yeah, I've been known to chase across the bed if someone tries to get away from me.
You? Huh.
Not on purpose. I've been told it's a very cute quality.
Yeah, that's okay. Just like, the girls are like, oh, Isaiah, really cute, but trouble.
Yeah, I just, and I still... I don't know. I just don't like his face, and I don't like his
only trouble
earring. Yeah, I think he's only trouble, but he shouldn't be trouble. But, like, other girls will let him be trouble.
He just looks like a child to me. Like,
exactly. Well, exactly. That's my problem. Like, he just looks so. That's my with him and Andy. I'm just like, ugh, babies.
Yeah, he looks like he is 21 and he looks it. So, and probably younger. So, but you know, the tattoos, everything else, he thinks he's more mature than he is. And I think we see that as we move through the week.
I liked when voiceover was like, he's a waiter, which is a like obscure LA term for out of work actor. And I watched that episode with my sister and she also laughed out loud, so
it was a good line.
Yeah,
on fire these episodes,
honestly. He's crushing it. I'm so glad he's here. So we find out in this episode that Felipe feels like he's friends with Serenity, which is not the vibe I got in episode one, but I guess suddenly they're just friends.
Yeah, it was interesting. I feel like we had good conversations. I think we got a couple between them, and Felipe and Serenity were like just seeming off. I felt like over and over it was just awkward. Not that like either of them was necessarily like jealous or mad, but just like their paths were going in different directions, and that was no one's fault. So I think it's Serenity that ultimately is like, yeah, major friend vibes. So not going to happen. Thought it was there, but no.
I was hoping. All I want is for Serenity to find love.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous for her, girl.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good about her. I feel great about her, but like I'm not feeling great about her chances.
I agree.
Jesse has one of many conversations with Deb saying that he's serious about her.
Yeah, he's talking about how, like, I like that he always, I feel like he pulls this move a lot. He's always like, oh, yeah, so, like, that was that good for you? Like, sleeping in bed. Or, like, oh, was that challenge good for you? Like, oh, the truth or dare, that was good for you? Like, almost at the beginning of very many of his conversations. And so does that again here with sleeping in bed together is... saying that he does want to talk to Val, but they need to talk. She's glad that he went because I think she says that, quote, everyone's a fuckboy until proven otherwise. So we're still waiting for proven otherwise, I would say.
Yeah, and I would say we don't get it. Don't get proven otherwise. I literally wrote under this conversation, I just wrote, fuck boy alert.
Yeah, I feel like the alarms were going off already.
Yeah, it's like a 5-alarm fire. Call 911. There's a fuck boy in the house. Maddie pulls Andy and once again really emphasizes that she likes to be pursued, but they both have family businesses.
Yeah, I feel like that is fair. She says, like, I like someone who's family oriented, and I could see like the hearts above his head. I feel like, oh, here is the match that is going to maybe stick together longer than we want. I don't know that I am as locked in as I was during this conversation. I was just seeing like, oh, we are going to be locked in here for a very long while.
Yeah, they're going to be locked in for a while for sure. But maybe we can vote them out at some point.
I'm not hating them as characters just yet. I do fear they could get boring, but I'm not mad so far.
Have you noticed that when Maddie talks, it's like she's reading something and sounding out every word?
I have not noticed, but I will keep an eye out.
That's the vibe I get. It's fine. There's also like Valerie and Isaiah and Maddie and Isaiah talk. But then Zeta gets a text.
Yeah, Isaiah's popular because Valerie talks about how she moved to the U.S. when she was 16, but she travels often back to Costa Rica, seeing like all of her family is there. And Isaiah's really her physical type. Like he makes like a lot of moves, saying that neither of them have stopped smiling this whole conversation, but it's very much focused on the physical. And Valerie's really questioning if that's what she should be going for, or for someone who seems like they might be better for her. And then otherwise, yeah, Weekend and Isaiah and Maddie are about to talk, or they were talking, but we don't hear any of that because the text came through.
And Zeta has an appropriate reaction to getting a text on Love Island.
Mm-hmm. I knew she had it. I knew we were good. We were in good hands.
I think they threw it the first one to her because they knew we needed that, that moment.
For sure, for sure.
So the first challenge, much like every season, is Ship Happens. I guess it has a different name every time. But basically, you read a secret about someone of the opposite gender. You guess whose secret it is by kissing them. And then men versus women, you see who wins the game.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is always a good one to open with. I don't feel like we had the juiciest secrets this season.
No, we didn't. Like, did any like really stick out for you?
I mean, Jesse's cheating on his girlfriend, even though like I feel like who knows how long ago this was. It was a girlfriend of 6 months, so I don't, who knows how like long they had actually like been together. Like there are many different things, but just you hear the word cheating and that's not gonna appear to go very well on Love Island.
I don't know, I'm in a 7-month relationship right now, and if I got cheated on, I'd be pretty peeved.
Yeah, not ideal. But otherwise, what do you have? Maddie had sex for 8 hours out of 24.
Honestly, impressed.
Just good for her.
I thought that one honestly might be Courtney because it could have maybe been two women. Because I feel like 8 hours in a 24 period, if it's with one man, that's a lot.
It would be a lot. Didn't say it was one man necessarily, but I feel like we would have found out if it was not.
Well, maybe Maddie's smart enough to not reveal her full secret.
Yeah, you know, you say that, but I feel like normally we get like the body counts of most of these people coming out. Mm-hmm. We get a lot more like scandalous things, whereas like Courtney broke a bed and like, cool, like, moving on.
I thought it was very funny that Felipe guessed Courtney on the hooking up with women is on her bucket list when everyone knows Courtney is hooked up with women. He just wanted to kiss her, allegedly, but it was like, that's the one person who it very obviously wouldn't be, because you know she's crossed that off the bucket list.
Yeah, that's very fair. That's fine.
They just wanted to kiss. They also didn't show us all of the correct answers. We only saw two of the boy correct answers and two of the and both of the women's correct answers.
I think we see...
And it was 3-2.
Yeah, I think we got most of the...
We got 4 out of 5 of the correct answers, yeah, but we didn't get the boys' third one.
No, if that's fair. We did get... Felipe had a foursome with 3 girls, and he claims he didn't even ask.
Yeah, he just went to the bathroom, and when he came out, they were all naked in the bed, and what else was he to do?
You know, Felipe, just the problems of someone only like Felipe could have.
Yeah, the problems of a professional football player turned model, right?
Yeah.
I like to think of Felipe as kind of like the everyman.
Oh, yeah, just exactly. This is like average person.
So we find out that tonight Valerie and Maddie will be coupling up, and we get a classic getting ready montage.
Mm-hmm. Always good. I feel like we usually get some good stuff here, but not too juicy on this.
I thought it was very funny. Isaiah was like trying to flip the mouthwash lid off the bottle, and he looked like a real idiot.
Oh, Isaiah, I feel like you're going to definitely not be enjoying his antics through the season, regardless of how he does.
He's a child to me, you know. Like, it just feels wrong to see him.
Go easy on the child.
No. So at the cocktail party, we find out that Andy's type is blonde with blue eyes, but there's so much more to it than that, because Maddie had good things to say.
Yeah, he really was just feeling what she's saying, exactly what he's always been looking for in someone. I feel like Andy has fallen hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm wondering
how old is Maddie?
How old's Maddie? She's 26.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's, you know, 23 and 26, I do feel like, are pretty different life stages in general.
Yeah, they're very different life stages, but like, it's not like an inappropriate gap by any means.
No. I think it's fine. I do wonder if Andy like got the hint that Courtney was not into him, or if he was still like very delusional.
He was able to figure it out based on like noting how she was talking to him.
Yeah, I should hope so. But
not this article saying that Maddie has a huge following on Instagram and she has less than 7,000 followers.
No. All right. You know.
Oh, but I found her family's clothing company.
And?
It's called Vintage Leopard.
Oh.
Let me look at the new arrivals.
How's it going? How's the company doing?
Well, it looks like it's fairly reasonably priced clothing.
Okay.
I think Nicole Franzel would like it.
Very specific reference. Okay.
There are some cute pieces.
All right.
Also, she models all of the pieces.
Okay. So
there's a t-shirt that says "We Are Canadian." Should I buy it?
There you go. I think you have to.
I think we should crowdsource.
Calm down.
If the audience wants to send me $31.50
don't do it.
US to buy, I will buy this shirt and I'll pose in it like Maddie does and post it on my Instagram.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyways, sorry about that. Okay. Then we get Isaiah and Sydney get into some sort of conflict that is so bizarre to me, and I don't understand where it came from or what happened. I don't understand.
Yeah, so, I mean, Isaiah does come in with, like, you're crossing your arms, like, why are you doing that? Which I don't feel like is quite, you should smile more energy, especially because I think they have, like, a little bit of an established relationship at this point, but it's not great. I feel like could have gone, like, hey, what's up? How you feeling? Like, you good? Like,
hey, are you maybe feeling that? Okay?
Yeah, instead of, like, if you think her body language is off. But he basically says, like, you know, there's something I'm missing from you, and I don't know what it is yet. I don't know about this. And she's like, what do I look like, a red flag? And he's like, no, but so I think that he basically will just like pick at her. And this was like one example that we got. I don't know if we didn't get a better one on screen or if they weren't really, understanding exactly what she meant by it. But
yeah. Well, and then he says, oh, I'm just picky and it makes me look like a dick. And I'm like, well, if you know you look like a dick, stop acting like a dick.
Mm-hmm. It's weird, yeah, because he's talking with Valerie and he says that he says like, if I just like see any red flags, like I'm gonna say it, and like if there you don't see any red flags, that's a red flag, you know, like red flags, it's like, okay, calm down. And she's like, I don't see any red flags with you, and he's like, okay.
Well, and also like a red flag is very different from just like something you don't like.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the issue, is like red flag is being overused in this context. I think that he is, again, like pointing out that she's crossing her arms. Not a red flag for a long-term relationship, but okay.
I don't understand. But then, like, Sydney gets really upset and she's crying and it's very weird.
I don't know. I feel bad. I get what... Maybe, like, they didn't do a good job of showing enough of it. But
yeah, that's the problem, yeah.
Yeah, she says, like, she just feels like he's, like, hammering at her and just picking at her. And, like, that would be extremely frustrating. Obviously, we don't see a ton of examples of it on the show, but she, like, gets the vibe. He doesn't like her for some reason. She doesn't know exactly why. And she's just like, if you don't like me, like, that is fine. But I just don't want the pressure of you, like, continuing to pick at me.
Yes, and that is completely fair and valid. I'm not trying to diminish Sydney's for sure. experience by any means. We just aren't seeing it. And so it was a very confusing moment on the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had to have all of the Valerie and Isaiah conversations. What did you want them to do?
Yeah, you're right. It was really important because they vibe physically so much.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well... Maddie chooses Andy.
Yeah. I mean, she basically says what we expected. She wanted someone who pursued her, someone who took her by surprise. He's family oriented. Let's go, Andy.
And good for him.
Yeah. Daddy Andy.
Ugh. Take it back.
Moving on.
Come on. Don't be ridiculous. And then we get a cliffhanger, but Valerie chooses Jesse.
Yeah, I feel like, did you know this was going to happen, or you thought any chance?
I really thought she was going to choose Isaiah. Because, like, Isaiah and Sydney weren't vibing, and then it felt like that was made sense of why they showed the Isaiah conflict, and then Valerie seeming so physically attracted to Isaiah. I really just thought she was going to pick Isaiah.
I didn't see it. I just... ultimately, I didn't think Valerie was going to go with a 21-year-old based on the energy she was giving off. It was more convincing than the Maddie and Timmy stuff. Like, I didn't believe that for a second, just because they had one good kiss. I didn't think they were going to start coupling up all of a sudden. But, no, I always saw Val and Jesse coupling up here. And Jesse says in front of everyone, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, but, like... Jesse has some communication issues.
All good.
Valerie says that Jesse makes her feel safe, which is so ridiculous because I feel like, I think like physically you're safe with Jesse, but like emotionally, I think he's probably the most dangerous person there.
Well, no one knows this at this point. He's not been exposed. He's just starting. I feel like here is the start of him really dropping the same lines on both Deb and Valerie. And it was like, we weren't even quite sure. Is he just switching it up on us? And he wasn't like honest with Deb, but he goes on to for sure play both of them.
Yeah. He has options and he likes having options.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like we'll talk about this as it goes on, but generally fine to keep his options open, but the way in which he was just telling them exactly the same thing and reassuring them that they're definitely his number one was not the best.
No, it was not great. And it's the type of thing where it's like, you can't do this in a place where people can compare notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do this when it's people in different area codes.
Exactly. You got to have them in different area codes if you're going to play them like this. Mm-hmm. Timmy and Zeta are doing well. They kiss. They seem to be very vibey.
Yeah, I like this. Timmy's talking about how he doesn't, he says, in his words, he does not invite his emotions to being shown. And she's like, oh, so you're gonna be vulnerable with me. Like a level of that. So I like Timmy and Zeta a lot already.
Me too. I think that they are so fun. I feel like they match each other's energy and they're super cute. They're not the type of people where like they couple up right away and I'm bored. Like,
mm-hmm. See, because for me, I enjoy them both as their own presences on the show. Mm-hmm. Like they can be in conversations with any other person in the villa and I'm still going to be interested in what they're doing.
Exactly.
And also, they're not like too samey. They're different personalities. They're both like entertaining. It's for me, they're my favorite so far.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Everyone gets ready for bed. Val makes a point of telling Sydney that she saw Jesse's dick print.
Yeah, you know, we're on Peacock. We got to talk about it.
Listen, we're a racy podcast about a racy show.
Yeah, I really liked where Valerie's walking out of the room and Andy's like, oh, like new couple vibes. So Jesse's excited about it. She's like, really? And then as she's leaving, he says under his breath, like, yeah, but he's excited about Deb too. So even the guys know what's going on.
Yeah, because like Jesse straight up is like, I'm not shutting the door on Deb.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like Zeta pushes for Deb as well.
Mm-hmm. We did miss a very short conversation just confirming with Andy and Courtney. It's over. She's going to actually start to pursue Felipe tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I'm so glad that you were my first experience here. I'm so glad that Andy's with. That's what she says. I'm so glad you're with Maddie. I'm so glad you're my first experience here. And I really am feeling something with Felipe that I want to explore.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that because that's been interesting.
Yes, it was. We get a little bit more of the, we already kind of talked through the whole like Sydney Isaiah thing up to this point, but we get a clip of Sydney being like, I can't read him. Like if he doesn't like me, just go away.
Yeah, she said basically he doesn't have emotional maturity that a man has yet. She just thinks that like he doesn't have the life experience as other people do. And yeah, he's independent, but he's still 21.
And she's not wrong.
Yeah, it's an accurate read. Even though she's only 22, she comes off significantly more mature.
She's only 22?
Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So when she was like, cut me some slack, it was only in high school. It's like, girl, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, 4 years ago, whatever. We get confirmation that Felipe and Serenity are just friends. And Courtney tries to get with Felipe.
Yeah, the Courtney and Felipe stuff, interesting for sure.
I really felt like it came out of nowhere.
I feel like it did, and I feel like they're both forcing it. I don't see this as strong whatsoever. It's weird when she's just like, you know, like we haven't talked much, but we're just feeling it. She's like loves the sexual tension with him. I think that's really all it is.
She's like, I could feel a sexual tension. Did you feel that?
Yeah. Okay. I like when even she goes on to talk about how she like thinks it's so hot that it wasn't easy for them in the villa. It's like, all right, Courtney, you were just like randomly making up kinks. These don't exist.
I'm literally like, what are you talking about? Do you know what should be so easy? The first 3 days of getting to know someone you really like should be almost effortless.
It's just so hot how you paid me no attention.
She loves being ignored.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I feel like Courtney is, I know she said she had a raunchy sense of humor. I feel like she is going a little bit out of her way to either make jokes or talk about things being so hot and raunchy.
It's so, I feel like she would be like, I love dirty talk. But then when she's dirty talking, she'd be like, this is so hot. You're so hot. We're so hot. Oh my God. It's so hot. Like that's all she's got in the tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She said her and Felipe are wild in bed and that's why they'll get along.
She said we're both respectful, but I bet we're super freaky in the bedroom.
Oh, freaky, like, in the bedroom.
When have you been respectful? When has either of them been respectful?
Yeah, tell me three things about Felipe. I dare you, Courtney.
He's from Brazil.
No, he
used
does not
to
know
be
that.
A professional soccer player.
Also does not know
now
that.
Now he's a professional model.
That one
he
she might know.
Once had a foursome with three women.
Okay, fine. That one piqued her interest. She'll remember that one.
So ridiculous. We also find out that Maddie tried to have a dog once, but gave it away within 24 hours because it was too hard.
Yeah. You know what? She found a perfect family for it, but this is after she says she has a cat. Andy has a dog, or Andy is a dog guy. And she tried to have a dog, but couldn't handle it. You know what? I'm glad that she realized it rather than neglecting this dog for months
yes.
and actually found a family that could give it a good home. But that is some impulse buying.
Yeah, I feel like you should actually really consider what it's going to mean to have a pet before you get the pet.
Right? Like, maybe dog sit once.
Right?
But no, I guess not for Maddie.
Nope, could never be Maddie.
And she also wants to be very family oriented and start a family. So we'll see how that goes.
I mean, she gave away a dog in a day. Is she? I guess she's not ready for a child.
No, not quite yet. We're going to have to work on this.
Sydney and Isaiah clear the air. And so Sydney brings up, okay, she was reminded of a past relationship where she was manipulated. And Isaiah basically is just like, oh, yeah, like, definitely, definitely, definitely need to clear the air. That was horrible. Like, the communication was awful. And then he says, I wouldn't be saying things like that if I didn't care about you. And I now that is a red flag.
Yeah, I hated this. And I was glad that she called out immediately. Like, that's not an excuse. That's not a reason to do this. And he's like, I know. That's why I'm saying I'm going to get better. And like, if that's true, great. But I need to see that actually happen.
I don't have the highest of hopes for young Isaiah here.
Look, I am not expecting a whole lot. But I also, like we said, we didn't see everything play out in terms of him really picking at her. So let's see how the season goes for me.
Yes, that sentence was very much alarm bells were going off for me.
For sure, for sure.
The episode ended with everyone playing truth or dare.
Oh, yeah.
Were any of the dares particularly good for you?
Good for me. I think I like, was it, no, I mean, not, oh, it was, yeah, Sydney, you know what? Sydney knows what the show is about. She's going to get the party started, and she dares Jesse to kiss all of the girls and then say who the best kisser was. There is drama.
Like,
there's hooking up. Sydney, give her a producer credit.
Honestly, she should be in production, obviously.
She deserves.
It's what she deserves. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There was licking honey off of a nipple. There was whipped cream on the butt. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I feel like honey, not going to be the easiest. You're going to have to go in for a couple rounds. But so aggressive.
Honestly,
choice.
A nightmare. I would... I wouldn't like. I like honey in tea.
And then you just put your clothes back on.
Oh, that's sticky! Not they're gonna get ants.
Yeah, bad idea.
Isaiah's nipples will get ants.
God.
Hopefully, he showered before bed.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we could, push the limits a little bit here. Like when the dare was like, Felipe, make out with someone. Like, okay, guys, we're not 16. Like, Isaiah might be, but we're not all.
I think it would have been really fun to have a new guy come in during Truth or Dare.
I always enjoy when they take those moments to bring in new people. I do think we could have brought in someone a little bit earlier, but could have been a good moment.
It could have been, but it, alas, it was not. And so then we move to the Friday episode.
See, I was going to bring up on Jesse's dare when he then has to say who the best kisser was and he picks Deb and they're like, oh, yay. And then make out again in front of Valerie. Like, maybe you should have seen the signs.
Listen, she did see the signs. And that's why first thing she tried to clarify with Jesse where she stands. And he said, I am so happy to be in the position I'm in. So happy I'm coupled up with you. I love sleeping. I'm so glad I get to sleep in the same bed with you. Like, look at you.
She had to push for that. It was so funny. She's like trying to be the cool girl. And so she opens up and is like, whoa, that was so crazy. So like, where's your head at? Like, maybe we finish one sentence before moving into, you know, actually getting to what you're asking for here.
You know what? I respect her being direct, at least, whereas Deb is like afraid to talk to him.
Yeah, I feel like Deb has just not found her confidence. I don't know if this is her being afraid to talk to him versus just being like, oh, that's okay. She can like get her way and I'll just not get mine like I'm used to. And I feel bad.
Yeah, I feel bad for poor Deb.
Mm-hmm.
Zita's still going to bat for Deb and Jesse. And Deb is like, I'm so shy. Like, I'm too shy to talk to him. And it's like, you should feel comfortable with someone if you really like them.
Yeah, it's not ideal. I think it's just who Deb is. She's in a completely new environment. She is not the type to just completely take the reins. And I think at first it was working when it was just her and Jesse. But now that a third person's involved, I just don't think she's going to like force her way in there that you really need to on Love Island. So poor Deb. But I do appreciate Zita also taking a producer credit here.
Zita is so established with Timmy that she's doing like the late season thing of like giving love advice to the people that are not as established.
I have my situation figured out. Let me figure out yours for you now.
And I love it. I love it for her. I think it's a great spot for her to be in. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I do think what we then get back to Isaiah and Sydney. And Sydney is like, well, you know what? Last night it was all like, fuck Isaiah. But now, like, I'm just hotheaded. That was me. So you know I care. And I was like, also not an excuse. Like,
she's like, if I didn't like you, I would have just never talked to you again. Because I'm a big time ghoster.
Yeah, which I think is fair. We're still in the ghosting stage, I would say.
100% would be fair. Ghosting someone in real life, I would like to see it on Love Island, TBH. And Isaiah just keeps saying definitely, like definitely, 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 definitely was bad. Definitely, definitely. I'm like, shut up. Learn another word.
Still working on his conversational skills.
Yeah, his vocabulary is limited.
Well, you know.
Valerie and Sydney come out in the morning to find Tyler by the pool. New guy, Tyler, from Ohio?
He is 23, Cleveland, Ohio. He's a PhD student who is not worried about competing. Does joke that he has two kids, but does not.
That was funny. I did like that.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I believed it. I fell for it.
Yeah, he lied too easily, I think.
That is true.
I think Tyler is like so close to being so handsome, but like he's just a little bit off.
I don't disagree.
And I don't like his long hair and I don't like his facial hair.
Well, we know that you are not a long hair guy or blonde guy or any of the other.
Right.
So
you're
there
right.
are issues here for you. We were not surprised.
But like, even if I'm ignoring those factors, I'm like, he's so close. Like with the sunglasses on, he definitely looks better. but like, he's just like a little off.
You know what? He doesn't stop him from being very popular in the villa straight away.
Yes, everyone is comparing him to Tarzan over and over and over again. Because I guess that's the only long-haired man that is attractive. A cartoon.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if Tarzan... Like, is there a more topical reference? I'm guessing no. I feel like there should be.
There's... Should there be?
I don't know.
We as a society are not great at encouraging men with long hair.
Is that the case?
I think.
Mullets are in. You need to grow with the times.
I just, as a Canadian, the hockey boys all would grow mullets in playoff season. And so mullets were never out of my life. So they've just always been present, and I have always hated them.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But for Tyler, all of a sudden we have Deb's really excited, and actually he's Maddie's type too.
Of course.
I thought it was a interesting move by Valerie to be like, you know what? We should all make the guys really anxious and all show a ton of interest. And this could be two things. She could be either making a really bad move where if Jesse gets anxious, he just is like, all right, I'll go back to Deb. Or she's making a really good move by making Deb show a lot of interest and then Jesse backs off Deb.
Or she also deserves a producer credit because she's going to cause some upheaval in the villa.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I liked this a lot.
Yeah. And I like Ziva showing, like, look how easy it is. It's like, oh, that's why you're in a relationship already.
She's like, watch me. And like, awkwardly touches his back and then goes, I just wanted to cop a feel.
Oh, it worked. He definitely was like looking her up and down.
Well, I mean, all of the women are in thongs.
Sure.
But so it's like, hard not to look them up and down.
He leaned into it.
Yeah, she is very beautiful. We get a clip of Jesse, who is now worried about securing his spot. And I'm like, sir, you have two women on the hook. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it starts with Andy, like, well, Maddie kind of seems like she's interested, or like, what if she is? Are you going to like apply pressure back? And he's like, yeah. And then Jesse says, they ask Jesse if it's about Val. He says, yeah, but if it's about Deb, I'm definitely pressing. It's like, oh, maybe he does like Deb more than Val.
It seems like he's portraying that to the men, at least. And he also says, you know, he doesn't want Tyler to choose for him, you know?
Yeah, and I think that makes sense. Like, you don't want to be left in a position where you're deciding between two options and then, like, someone else decides before you and then you're just kind of stuck, regardless of if that actually was your top choice or not. So, like, let's get it moving, Jesse. Unfortunately, he doesn't figure that out before they compare notes, but
that's yeah, good. No. I literally wrote, he fucked around and now he has to find out. We do get a challenge in this episode, and it is the kissing booth challenge. So for anyone who doesn't remember, they blindfold and like put like noise blocking headphones on all of the men. Then the women kiss them all one by one. Their kisses get scored and then they switch and the men kiss the women. I always find this to be a fun challenge because knowing who the good kissers are and who the bad kissers are is always deeply entertaining to me.
I love this challenge. I feel like usually it's put later in a season and I can't decide if I like it better here or later. Because here I feel like people are less likely to like turn the cheek and like not actually go for it. But in later in the season, I feel like it can create more drama where people are going to be offended if they go for it. So, and like they're in a committed relationship. So I think that, ultimately Sydney actually had the same idea. She's laying in bed. She's like, I've just thought everyone should make out with each other and see who, they feel it with. Producer said exactly. And brought in this challenge the next day.
Literally the next day, I died at Jesse being a bad kisser.
Oh my God. Oh, they described him. And I was like, guys, maybe we should like reevaluate what I'm now thinking you're doing in your spare time. But they described it as kissing a 12-year-old.
Well, I think they mean like someone who doesn't have a lot of experience.
Yeah, I know. But like,
they shouldn't have said it. They should not have said it like that. I agree. Sydney starts like just like poking her index finger in and out of her mouth and goes like it felt like this. And so I think that he's like using his tongue, but like tentatively, but like in a weird way.
I don't even think so. Serenity called it a dagger tongue. I think they're getting stabbed.
I missed
I think they're getting stabbed over and over. I'm like questioning Jesse's skills at this point.
Yeah, I think that he might be all talk.
Yeah, I mean, was it Val who during the last challenge was like, or someone was like, well, I just thought his tongue would be hot like the rest of him. And it was like, well, it doesn't seem like his tongue knows what it's doing.
Yeah, and it's also really funny because now in this batch of episodes, Jesse has kissed every woman twice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just like, And like, to me, like, I don't know, like, Timmy gets best kisser for the men. And he talks about how, you know, like, every kiss is like a flow and you have to follow it. And I'm like, yeah, that's why you're a good kisser, because you're giving people the individual touch that they need. And like moving with them into the kiss. If you are not able to read what your partner is doing in a kiss, yeah, you're never going to be a good kisser.
Yeah, there is nothing worse than someone who just has like an awful kissing style. And that is like, not Timmy.
You can like try, because I feel like with kissing, if someone's really bad, a lot of the time you can like kind of coach them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you do it right long enough, maybe they'll start like getting it. But I guess Jesse is not.
That's the problem. I feel like with Jesse, you're going to have to be like, here's what you're doing wrong. It's not like a slowly massaging your way into a good kisser. No, Jesse needs like, all right, sit down. Like that Jesse even was like, oh, I'm going to have to get some tips from my guy, Timmy. I'm going to have to take some lessons from my guy, Timmy. And it's like, what do these lessons include? Like, maybe we should watch the whole.
Honestly, I would love to hear Timmy's lecture on kissing. I would love to see if he would draw a diagram. And honestly, maybe they need to do some hands-on training. Timmy and Jesse should kiss.
I just felt like, where else was that going? I don't think he can just say like, oh, it's about the motion. And Jesse's like, oh, now I get it. Like,
you know, I think honestly, like so often, a woman is going to have to take on this emotional labor and just be like, listen, okay, kiss me. Okay, now don't do it like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, it turns out he's not the only bad kisser. Andy is also not so great. They're like, oh, it was cute. Like, I think he also suffered from the dagger tongue.
I don't understand why I don't think I've ever kissed anyone who had a dagger tongue.
Lucky. I think that I think a lot of people here are coming in and they are very attractive. And if they're a bad kisser, it's like, okay, well, they are at least really hot and I'm not going to tell them because I don't want to like mess anything up. And I don't think that they ever learned. And maybe people should just tell them that their kissing sucks.
Yeah, that's a good point. People need to be more honest with attractive people.
Yeah, because, I mean, a couple of them, like Andy's going from, you know, 4 different hookups in 5 days, which fine.
Get it, but like, figure out how to do it.
Like, good for you. But also, if you're not sticking around long enough, no one's going to give you any pointers.
Yeah, they're going to be like, there's no point in teaching him how because I'm never going to see him again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Maddie says Felipe's kiss might have been the best she's ever had in her life. Which I was like, oh, okay. Maybe that is the only time where I could see like a new connection forming out of this challenge. Like, oh, it's the best I've ever had.
I mean, I'd be listening.
Yeah, you know, like, actually, Felipe, hey.
Hey, you know what? Let's talk about it.
Let's see what's going on.
You're right. You're absolutely correct.
Oh, and then did you catch what Isaiah said about kissing Sydney?
No.
He said that kissing Sydney tastes like a homegrown meal from his grandma. What? Why?
What? Well, I'm sorry, what? Like, why? But why?
I don't know. Is that good? I feel like maybe you don't want to be thinking about your grandma.
I feel like that's when you'd be like, oh, kissing Sydney feels like home. Because it's like comfortable. But he just like wanted to elaborate.
I guess so. Yeah, not the best metaphor. I mean, Courtney goes for like a much more extreme, where Jesse was like kissing someone who's been married for 10 years when she wants to.
She wants pushed up against the wall.
Yeah. It was. I think there was an F-bomb dropped.
Yeah, there was. It was like, I want fuck me against the wall kissing energy. And it's like, oh my God, against a wall?
You know, people live.
Listen, and I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. So Deb and Valerie compare notes, and Valerie goes straight to Jesse, and she feels like she's in a trouble.
Yeah, she feels like things are off. It's not going like she thought. I like that Zeta even checks in and is like, Deb, what's going on? And they think he needs to be called out.
Yes, absolutely. Did you hear that?
Definitely did. You are dropping stuff all over the place, it sounds like.
No, my cat is playing in moving boxes. Fetus is having a great time over there. What a jerk. Sorry, everyone, for the cat cameo. Yeah, and so she calls him out over this whole thing. There's a really great cover of Hit the Road Jack playing. It really set the mood. And Jesse's like, well, if I led you on, I'm sorry.
The Jesse and Valerie conversation is so annoying, because at the point that we've seen, at least, he has said, I do prefer Deb. I've realized it. I'm going to go with Deb. And then he talks to Val. She says, how are you feeling? Which I love. Don't tell him that you're mad. Let him sink his ship even deeper. Like, dig the grave. Come on, let's go. Let him do it. 100%. And so he's like, I'm so happy to be coupled up with you. I'm so happy to be sharing a bed. And we form sparks so fast. She's like, oh, really? Pulls out the receipts. It's like, so do you, like, you wish you would have picked her? Like, do you want to be with her? You told her the same thing. And he tries to turn it around, like, so you're saying, like, you wish you didn't pick me? It's like, no. We are not turning this around on her.
Yeah, literally. And she's like, no, I will not allow it.
Mm-hmm. And so finally, he admits that, like, yeah, if he had to pick right now, which he's going to very shortly, he's going to be picking Deb. And good for Valerie, stands up, walks away. She's done.
She's like, I'm out of here. She's like, I don't know if that would have been his plan if he hadn't been called. Like, I said in my notes, I don't know if this would have been his plan if he hadn't been called out. And Valerie says he just didn't have the balls to say it how it was. Like, bye, Jesse. I'm over it. Double middle fingers. Peace out.
Yeah. No shot does he say anything. Like a literal 0%. I feel like by the way he opened this conversation, it was just going to keep going until the recoupling, which I like could have been trauma. But I just don't understand how you think you're going to like keep this running for so long.
Yeah. Like, what did he think was going to happen? I'm very confused.
I'm wondering if he was trying to talk with Deb first and solidify it. So like if Deb was like, actually I'm feeling Tyler, he's like, well, I still got Valerie, you know, like let me make sure things are solid with Deb before I go ahead and throw Valerie away.
Oh,
not a great move, but it's the only possible explanation that I can think of.
I don't know what he's hoping for. And I feel like after all of this, like, even if he and Deb like couple up and make it work, like I feel like then as soon as another guy comes in, Deb's gonna be like, "Hey, I'm done with this."
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or another woman comes in and he's gonna go for her.
I don't think it's gonna be like an immediate dumping on either side. I think that they're both gonna continue to explore, especially Jesse, and like we might end up in the same exact situation like two recouplings from now.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm wondering, the thing is now, like, I like that they've compared notes and actually have figured out his game, because like if it were to happen again, or if he tried to start flirting with someone else, like Deb knows to be on guard. I'm hoping that she actually like has the strength within herself to like approach things. We've seen that she is not the most direct. So hoping she finds that within herself, but I don't know. I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I'm stressed.
It's not ideal. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't expecting Jesse to be like a light villain this early on.
Yeah.
But it feels like we're getting it.
100%. Should we predict what we think the recoupling is going to be?
I feel like most of it's pretty obvious, but I'm down to
just
go ahead
just get our answers on paper.
Who's the number one most locked in couple?
Timmy and Zita.
I already typed them out. I agree. And who is next?
I just feel like most of them are not. Probably Andy and Maddie.
Ooh, interesting. I was going to go Sydney and Isaiah.
I'm fine with that as well.
You know, I feel like that is probably the couple that we got the most time with. And while they had a bumpy road, I feel like we ended on a pretty solid point.
That is true. They did, I guess, work out their differences.
Yeah, so I'm good with putting down Andy and Maddie as a locked-in couple. Is there anyone else?
Well, I guess all that's left is to guess who. And so Jesse said he's picking Deb.
He has said. We think so.
I mean, sure. I think that after that conversation with Valerie, he's not going to want to pick Valerie.
I think the only shot is Deb being like, actually, I don't want you either. And then he ends up with Serenity. But I'm not seeing that as likely.
Yeah, I think Jesse will pick Deb. And then
we're down to Tyler.
Well, Felipe, right? And Tyler.
Well, yeah, I wrote down Courtney and Felipe already. I figured that was.
Yeah, do we think that's like obvious?
I think it's obvious in terms of how it's going to end up. I have no stock in this lasting even another recoupling, let alone two more.
And so then Tyler has to pick between Valerie and Serenity.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I don't want to lose either of them. There's one that I would prefer to hold on to much more, but I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, I'd prefer that he pick Serenity. And like Serenity and Tyler did have a good conversation, but we got a preview of Sunday that looks like Tyler's going to be really excited to talk to Valerie. So I'm nervous about our girl.
See, we did see that. I don't ever trust previews on any show. I feel like they're always misleading. So I am not completely locked in on that, but I feel like, yeah, we got that one conversation and Tyler was like very much like, oh, Serenity's awesome and completely turned my head and I didn't have her at the top of my list and she's moved way up. Valerie's come up more frequently though. So I can't really figure out, was Valerie just not at the top of his list because he thought that she was locked in with Jesse or, and like Deb was the more available between Deb and Valerie, or is Serenity actually like successfully turned his head and they will end up as a couple?
And I hope for that. But I'm betting on Valerie.
All right. So you're betting Valerie. I'm going to go Serenity.
But like, I hope it's Serenity.
All right.
I don't know. It's hard out there.
It is.
Well, that's the second batch of episodes, Scally. Is there anything that you feel like we missed or that you want to bring up?
I feel like, you know, there's always like so much on Love Island that there's always stuff to discuss. But in terms of the main points, I definitely do think we hit them. I feel like we got a lot of segments in the treehouse, including a very cute one with Zita and Timmy. Where he's like telling dad jokes and she just absolutely loses it. So always liking the treehouse scenes, always liking the Zita and Timmy scenes. So good recipe for a scene there for me. Otherwise, I feel like we're good.
Amazing. Well, if people want to hear more from you, Scally, where can they find you?
Everything I'm doing, I'll post on Twitter at Brian_Scally, where you'll find I'm talking about the Challenge USA over on the Dom and Colin podcast with Matt LaCorey. A lot of fun. This season has been great. People should check that out. And then popping up on the Big Brother coverage every now and then over on RHAP, and was able to guest on the 90 Day Fiancé podcast this week with Puya. So that was a ton of fun. Definitely check that out. Even if you're not watching the show, talk about all the people. So a lot of fun. And anything else I'll put on Twitter.
Hell yeah. And if people would like to hear more from me, you can follow me at Kirsten Said What. You can listen to my BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast over at BoJack Horsepod. And you can hear me talking about pop culture, celeb gossip, and trending topics over on Mess Magnets. This week will be me and a special guest. And I think that's everything. I'll tweet out if I'm on anything else. And so definitely follow me at Kirsten Said What. And we will be back after the Tuesday night episode to talk about the first recoupling and the rest of the drama this season. So we will see you then.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, show, are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.